morning, sports fans. Glad to have you with us for the Wednesday edition of the Mickey Plawler Show. Wednesday, January the 16th, 2019. Hope all is well. Looking forward to a great show today. Man, we got a lot to do. A lot to get into. We'll talk some football, some NFL football, college football, some college basketball. We'll talk some college baseball today. We'll talk a little recruiting today. Got a lot to do, including your phone calls, your text, and your tweets. First and foremost, be very, very careful out today. This was probably the foggiest morning that we've seen, well, all year. But probably in quite some time. Now, that was here locally. I don't know what it looks like in your area, wherever you're listening this morning, but here locally in Clemson, at least, man, that was a foggy morning. And we'll talk to Zach about that coming up here in a second. Big, big, big day in Clemson football today. Seems like every day is a big day with something else big happening. Today, 2 o'clock. Not 10 o'clock like it could be, and we could talk about, 8 o'clock like we could talk about on my show. Quark and Kelly get this one. ACC football schedule out. 2 o'clock today. So we'll break down. We'll do a bunch of win games tomorrow, buddy. Looking forward to that. Heisman Trophy odds out for 2019. A Clemson Tiger is atop of that list. Clemson and Georgia Tech tonight, 9 p.m., Little John Coliseum. Tigers trying to write their season. Clemson's basketball season is not over, but boy, a win is needed tonight. Speaking of college basketball, some messages sent last night, a couple of upsets last night, and a couple of teams making some dominant statements last night. Third-ranked Tennessee down Arkansas 106-87. Fourth-ranked Virginia at home beat ninth-ranked Virginia Tech last night. Their in-state rival and top 10 game. One of the biggest games in Virginia basketball history, the state of Virginia basketball history. Virginia wins this one 81-59. Didn't know Virginia could score 81, but knew they could hold Virginia Tech down. 81-59 to go to 16-0, 4-0 in the conference. That was Virginia Tech's first loss in the ACC. 10th-ranked Nevada beat Boise State on the road 72-71. Three-pointer. Martin had a three-pointer for the win there. 12th-ranked Kentucky goes to Georgia, makes a statement. They win 69-49. They just dominate Georgia, as they always seem to do. 13th-ranked North Carolina over Notre Dame, 75-69. Tar Heels 3-1 in the league now. 15th-ranked Marquette down Georgetown, 74-71. 16th-ranked Buffalo over Western Michigan, 88-79. 17th-ranked NC State fell. They are 2-2 in the league now. Wake Forest gets their first ACC win. This in Winston-Salem, 71-67. Got out to a big first half lead there. 18th-ranked Ole Miss fell to LSU in Oxford last night, 83-69. Big upset there. And Mississippi State, both Mississippi and Mississippi State were ranked in the top 25 this week. Mississippi State beat Florida. 24th-ranked Bulldogs went 78-61. In the ACC, all the games last night involved ranked teams. In the SEC, let me make sure of this, because seemingly everybody's ranked in those two leagues now. We did have, all four games were ranked teams last night. Again, Clemson, Georgia Tech tonight at 9 o'clock in Little John. 8:30 pregame show right here. Trevor Lawrence won the Archie Griffin Award. Now, this goes to the nation's top football player after the Bulls and college football playoffs are finished up. So congratulations, Trevor Lawrence wins that one. And we also find out Tate Martell, the former Ohio State quarterback, he is transferring out of Ohio State. We knew that. Now we know where. We find out that he is going to Miami. So Florida, the state of Florida gets two transfers. Central Florida gets Ricardo Wimbush from Notre Dame. And Miami now, in year one under Manny Diaz, gets Tate Martell. Does he have to sit out a year? He's not graduated yet, is he? We'll see. We'll see. Find out much more about that. One of the topics we're going to go into today, and we'll get Zach Orr's thoughts on this. One of these topics is the idea if Clemson can win a Heisman Trophy. You got ETN and Trevor Lawrence on this list, and I'm going to give you a little bit later on. And tell you a little bit about that and where those two stand in that list. But does Clemson need a Heisman Trophy? You know, the Heisman's kind of, I don't know. I always figure out like the Heisman's kind of tainted a little bit now. But we'll see. what that would mean, and really what the program is really one of the few things missing now, Heisman Trophy, what that would mean to recruiting and things on those lines. But Trevor Lawrence could be the first to for that to happen to him, and or Travis Etienne, you know, either one, or DJ Uiagalelei, or any of those guys. So what would Heisman Trophy mean? We'll get to that a little bit. Currently partly cloudy here, again foggy in this area. We're going to get up to 58 degrees a day, maybe some rain tomorrow. Well, how about Friday? 62. Don Munson used to get a kick out of this when I tell you that Friday's going to be the nicest day of the year. Now, only 18 days in, but 62 degrees, and then we'll see some sun, some rain on Saturdays, and then a little bit of sun, a little bit of cold coming next week. Now, as far as Clemson is concerned, you know they have Georgia Tech tonight, and then the Tigers back on the road. Now, off this weekend, much-needed rest for the Tigers. Then they go down to Florida State, another ranked team, and it just gets tougher and tougher. Talk some college baseball today. I told you that. Got some thoughts. Oh, by the way, at lunch yesterday, I talked to someone who I'm getting his third hand, but talked to a good friend in baseball who says Kyler Murray. Look, let's be clear about one thing: the A's are crazy about Kyler Murray. They think Kyler Murray is a special player and a special athlete and a special personality. So the A's are very, very high on Kyler Murray. That being said, not everybody's high on Kyler Murray. Now, that's not a shock. That's like every prospect in the history of any sport ever. But this person was not very high. I don't want to get into it because it was a negative thought. But this person not all that high on Kyler Murray and has a lot of question marks about that and thinking the A's might be reaching. The next question would be, how much do they reach? The A's notorious for being a small market club. Just how much will they reach? So we'll see about that. Also, we'll look much more about the depth charts at Clemson with the Muse and Simmons coming back and really what that could mean style of play-wise. We'll kind of get into that a little bit as this day goes on. At this point in time, the most important thing I do every single day is introduce the producer of the show, the engineer of the show, the oil that stirs the pot, Mr. Or24 in the Twitter world, but number one in your heart. And today, the fireman over there. Seems like we've got a couple fires going on with some computer issues. But I don't worry about that. When my head is a pillow at night, I know it's all going to be taken care of because of Zach Gore. Yeah, Bo!
Good morning, Mickey. How we doing?
Good. Did you get all your fires put out over there?
You know, still smoldering a little bit, but we're containing it at least.
You can do it.
So
I was worried about you this morning, buddy.
It was a foggy morning coming in. We don't do a traffic report on the show anymore.
No.
For whatever reason. But
because we don't have a sponsor for it.
we will this morning for a second. You just need to be careful out there, especially in the Clemson area. If you're traveling in wooded or lowlands kind of areas, traveling through those this morning, just take your time. Put your low beams on. And if you have fog lights, throw them puppies on because it is dense. You cannot see far in front of you.
I was really worried about you. Because, you know, you people from the north, any kind of bad weather, y'all can't drive.
That's correct.
So any adversity on the road, you just can't drive.
That is correct.
We can't drive to begin with. We drive so much better here in the south.
Sure.
Boy, I was worried about you this morning.
Well, I appreciate that.
I'm glad you're okay.
No, I made it through, so we're all right.
Great. I'm glad to hear that. Before we get too deep into this deal here, give me an idea of what's on tap for segment number two.
We're still working on that right now.
Okay.
Because we usually finalize that before we get here, okay. But I've been putting out a fire.
All right.
Call Brandon Wimbush Ricardo Wimbush in the introduction?
I did, Ricardo Wimbush.
Who is that?
Ricardo Wimbush is, let me look it up to make sure I'm right by saying this, because I think I know, but I don't want to make a complete fool of myself. Ricardo Wimbush was a former Georgia Tech football player.
Got it.
But it's Brandon Wimbush. As a matter of fact, I remember this now. And I forgot about this. Ricardo Wimbush is in jail for 20 years. Locked his son in a basement. And wife and ex-son. Him and his wife were sentenced 20 years.
Whoa.
Had some kidnapping type of situations there.
Whoa.
Anyway, I do that a lot in that. Now, I don't call Trevor Lawrence Dexter Lawrence. But from names of the past, I'll call Brandon Wimbush Ricardo Wimbush in a hurry. Just because Wimbush, you know, that kind of stuff. Your mind goes back to that. But yes, yeah, you're right. Brandon Wimbush going to Central Florida. I already have my accident forgiveness award for the day.
There you go. How are you this morning? You got in here safe and sound. You were a little bit later than you usually are, I assume, because of the fog.
Yeah, I am a very, very careful driver, like most people in the South.
Sure.
I am good. Yesterday, let's see here. Went home, did errands.
New lid?
This is Meredith's hat. I bought this for her. I'm walking out the door this morning. Went, kind of like it. So, little natty trucker hat.
So, you got a new lid.
Well, no. I just put it on this morning. This is her deal. But we did get a new flag yesterday. That was a big deal around the house.
Oh.
We unfurled a new flag yesterday. We do it every year whenever Clemson wins the national championship, which is every other year now, seemingly. But we normally have a Clemson Tiger Paw flag out front.
It's not a bad flag budget every other year.
Right, every other year. And did you see our new flag?
I did see it on Twitter.
Well, we do this after the natty. It goes up until football season. And then as we start a new journey, we put the Tiger Paw flag back out. Just a family tradition around the house. We did that yesterday, hit some golf balls yesterday, had a nice meal yesterday. Mary cooked up just a delicatessen last night, a little meatloaf. Meatloaf patties.
Little meatloaf.
Man. Oh, so good. So good. It was really good.
And then, golf balls yesterday in the cold.
No, it wasn't that cold. But 50. No wind. The key's the wind, man.
It wasn't that warm.
And I'm playing today.
Cause
we're gonna
right?
We're gonna get up to 58 today, buddy.
Is that right?
Yeah, 58 today.
Whoa, doggy.
So looking forward, certainly looking forward to all that. What you get into?
Didn't have to come back here yesterday. We had no sports last night, so it was a free evening, free afternoon, if you will. Today we have that late one. We have a 9 o'clock start for basketball with Georgia Tech, so that will be. It'll be interesting to see what happens with that tonight. Maybe we'll talk about that a little bit as the show goes on. We're interested to hear from everybody else out there about that.
All right, I made a statement earlier.
Yeah.
Clemson basketball season is not over.
Oh, no.
This Clemson basketball team can still accomplish a lot of goals. Now, I don't know if they get the NCAA tournament at this point. They are 10-6. It'd take a big, big, big run. But this season is not over. However, they have to win tonight.
However.
You still have... I'll go over can I do a little win game right quick?
Oh, of course.
All right, let me see right now. You're 10-6.
Always.
10-6 and you're 0-3. This is Zach. This is Mickey. Okay, ready? Georgia Tech tonight. At home.
I think they're going back tonight.
Winner?
I think they get one back tonight. They win at home.
I got that. At Florida State.
I think they'll lose at Florida State.
I agree with that. At NC State.
I think they'll lose at NC State.
Oh, boy. I agree with that. Pittsburgh at home.
They can be Pitt.
I'm going to agree with that. So that's 2-2 in the next four. Wake Forest at home.
Win.
I agree with that. At Georgia Tech.
They'll drop one at Georgia Tech. We'll split the Georgia Tech series.
I agree with it. At Virginia Tech at home.
Win.
I'm going to go loss with that one. At Miami.
I don't know anything about Miami basketball.
Miami's not very good. Miami is 9-7 and 1-3 in the league.
So we're going to go with a win.
Give me a win there. At Louisville.
I think they're going to lose at Louisville.
I agree with that.
They're going to lose.
Florida State at home.
Loss.
I agree with you on that one. You're smart today, buddy. You take your smart pills
this
morning.
This isn't a particularly wonderful way to start the morning.
No, nah, I know. We're starting to talk a whole lot of Clemson basketball. Boston College at home.
It's a close win, but it's a win.
At Pittsburgh.
Loss.
I agree with that one. North Carolina at home.
Loss.
I agree with that one. At Notre Dame.
Loss.
This isn't going to be good. I agree with that one. And then Syracuse at home.
Another loss.
I'm going to go with a win. So we have the exact same record. We have from here on out 6-9. And that's going to put them at 16-15. That's not a good season. But my point is that you got to win this one. Just got to win this one. If you don't win this one, you're in big, 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 big time trouble. Of course, big time trouble anyway, it seems like. It's just a tough league, man. When Duke's 1 and Virginia's 4 and Virginia Tech is 9 and Florida State's 11 and NC State's 17 and North Carolina's 13, And on top of that, you know, Louisville's pretty good, and Florida State's good. We talked to Florida State's 11th. I mean, it's just, it's a tough, tough league, man. Tough league, tough deal. So we'll see. But you got to win tonight. Tonight's a, is a must win for the Tigers. No doubt about that. All right, we need to take our first break. Between now and then, before we come back, will you get a segment two up for us?
Oh, yeah. We'll be
round one up for us, see how that works out?
We'll wrangle on up.
All right. Hey, Kiwi Financial Group wants to talk to you about investing. And Greg Wells, a Clemson graduate of 1990 class, is a 100% independent advisor. That means he's not tied to any big box advising firms, which means they're not selling you any of those products. They can diversify your financial solutions. Stocks and bonds and mutual funds and alternative investments. Let him talk to you. I really want to talk to you right now about college planning for your children or your grandchildren and how that works, and just their expertise of really maximizing that plan. Also, retirement income planning and how to structure that, the advice of how to make the right choice and really electing to your Social Security benefits and how you take that. That's a very, very important part of what they do as well. It is my wonderful friends at Kiwi Financial Group. They are right beside Max Drive-In in Clemson, 402 Pendleton Road. The number there is 654-5043, a very easy thing to remember as you're in your car, concentrating on the fog and not wanting to write down a phone number this morning. KiwiFG.com, KiwiFG.com. We'll take a break. When we come back, I can't promise you. I hope we have a segment two with Zach Orr right after this.
Mice and rats are more active and bigger nuisances this time of the year. They want to be cozy in your home where it's nice and warm. We're here to kick them out. At Clark's, we specialize in keeping them where they belong. Call today to schedule an assessment on your home for rodent activity and possible entry points. Don't forget that we have one of the most detailed pest control services in the industry and also offer termite and wildlife control services. Call 864-233-2847 or visit clarkspest.com today.
Hello, this is John LaHope, Executive Director of Clemson Downs. We are proud of the Clemson Tigers for winning the national championship the second time in 3 years. The Tigers are also the first 15-0 team in modern history. Fantastic finish to a perfect season. Clemson Downs is the only continuing care retirement community in the Clemson area. For more information, please visit ClemsonDowns.com or call 654-1155. We join Tiger fans worldwide in congratulating Dabo, his staff, and his team on this monumental achievement. Go Tigers!
Have you been thinking about your goals for 2019? If you're ready to feel great about your health, your outlook, and your family, the YMCA of Easley, Pickens, and Powdersville is ready to make this your best year ever. Your membership includes fun fitness programs, top-of-the-line equipment, year-round swimming, and free child watch while you work out. There's even a life-changing program called The Journey, led by experienced wellness coaches. Just as important, when you're at the Y, you're among friends. Call today to set up a tour to see why the YMCA offers so much more for your membership. For locations, info, and phone number, just Google the YMCA of Easley, Pickens, and Powdersville. Join the YMCA today. New members pay nothing until February. And remember, your Y membership gives you access to all three facilities. Again, for locations, info, and phone number, just Google the YMCA of Easley, Pickens, and Powdersville.
There is no better way to make a more comfortable home for the new year than a visit to the semi-annual white sale going on now at thecompanystore.com. From our famous LaCrosse down comforters and pillows to the finest quality sheets, towels, bedding basics, and home decor, you'll find everything you need to stay warm in winter and then start spring with style. Receive 20% off your entire order and get free shipping when you enter the code RADIO19 at checkout. Thecompanystore.com. We're all about comfort.
Anna here from Buddy's Automotive in Pendleton, your local family-owned and operated dealer and repair shop for 38 years. Do you want to sell your car? We will give you the fair market price for your vehicle on the spot, no matter the condition, model, or year. Get cash in hand the same day. Our process is fast and fair. Turn your old car into cash, whether you buy from us or elsewhere. Come in today and get an on-the-spot cash offer for your vehicle. 1040 North Mechanic Street in Pendleton, or you can give us a call at 864-646-3513. Why shop Reed's Jewelers? Better yet, why not? Reed's Jewelers invites you to make them your jeweler, and you'll soon discover why so many like you now shop Reed's. From their award-winning staff to their impressive selection of jewelry to their customer-friendly financing, Reed's Jewelers, Haywood Mall, invites you to join the thousands of customers who have started a relationship with them. We'd love to see you. Reed's Jewelers, Haywood Mall, next to Belk, online at Reed's.com.
The Mickey Plyler Show.
On 105.5 The Roar.
Well, butter my butt and call me a biscuit.
Now back to Mickey and Zach.
Harbin Lumber and Wes. Speaking of Georgia, I mean, Virginia Tech, Wes probably wasn't a happy guy last night with the Virginia Tech and Virginia basketball game. He's a Hokie. Hokie high.
Is he really?
Yeah.
You hate to hear that.
Well, if he wasn't so stinking good at what he does, because, man, he is so good at building these cabinets. I appreciate very high-skilled labor. And very people in whatever fields. Zach, if you told me, hey, man, you got to build a cabinet for you. And first of all, I don't have the tools to do it. But even if you gave me the tools and all the material, building it and fitting it exactly right, you know how they measure these things out and they design these things. And then all those pieces, they fit like within a 1/100th of a millionth of a gazillionth of a bazillionth of a centimeter. Like, everything just fits in there perfectly.
Is a gazillionth an exact measurement?
Yes. When it comes to cabinets, it is the official measurement, gazillionth. But this guy, and they do it, like, on another site, and then they bring him in. I'm like, what? Is that like he's fitting right in, and he builds the next piece right in there? It's like they do it off another site, and then they bring him in and install him. I'm like, what? And even the installment of it, man, that's like high-skilled labor, man. The guy's an artist. We have cabinets in our laundry room, mud room, kitchen, living room, bathrooms, master bedroom, cabinets everywhere. And it is Wes's expertise. And I will tell you this, we are, 3 years into this thing, and we don't have, hadn't had the first issue with anything. We love our cabinets. And talk to him about these custom designed, custom made cabinets just for you at Harbin Lumber. HarbinLumber.com, Harbin Lumber. Remember the number 353-5053, 353-5053. As a matter of fact, got to get Wes to come and do some more for us because we're going to add some more cabinet space. Love it. Love everything the guy does.
I'm so excited for it. I'm very excited about your cabinet space coming up.
Yeah, looking forward to it. It's a big deal when you get to be a homeowner.
Cabinet space?
Yeah, it really is a huge deal. I didn't know, man.
Are your cabinets the ones... Before we jump into this, are the cabinets the ones that you can slam where they close easily?
Yeah.
Do you like that?
I love that.
Do you?
I love it.
I mean, it's nice. Every once in a while, you want to smack something close.
Nah.
Can't do it.
Nah. You don't need to do it. They're just the best. Harbin Lumber, remember number 353-5053, harbinlumber.com. Segment two of Mr. Zach Orr.
Mickey,
do we have anything?
Just relax there, buddy. Okay. We're going to talk a little bit of a fun topic this morning, one that I'm sure will get everybody involved, and I would love to hear from everybody out there, including one, Mickey Plyler, of course. Yesterday, and I'm sure you mentioned this in your opening, but to be honest with you, my head was around the corner trying to figure some other things out. Trevor Lawrence wins the Archie Griffin Award.
Yep.
From the Touchdown Club of Columbus. This is the 64th annual award from Touchdown Club of Columbus. He will receive the award February 9th in Columbus, Ohio. Previous winners, of course, include Deshaun Watson in 2015. So he's the second Clemson player to win it. That is very, very exciting news if you're Trevor Lawrence and if you're Clemson. Now, making it my question is a simple one. We talked about you mentioned the Heisman stuff, and we're going to dive into that later, I assume. But my question to you is, how is it that he got this good so quickly? And how high is this gentleman's ceiling here at Clemson, as he's already becoming a bit of a national name in the sense that he's the leader in the clubhouse for the Heisman next season, in the sense that yesterday was the debacle with his fake quote from the White House, and they're sharing it all over the internet. He has to go on and clear his name about this. Is he going to be bigger than we've seen here before? Or is this something that we're going to be able to wrap our heads around in 2 or 3 years' time?
Have you been listening the last 2 years of the station, of the show?
Was it? It has been 2 years, has it?
He committed in December of his... Yes, it's been 2 years. Yeah. Have you been listening?
I mean, I think so.
I have an interesting Trevor Lawrence thought after going back and watching the national championship game again.
How many times are you up to now?
Well, about four, including one live in person. Trevor Lawrence in the national championship game,
not a big deal.
Clemson did the exact opposite of what I thought they would do. I thought that they would do a lot of RPOs, and I thought that they would have really put pressure on his linebackers and those safeties. And because remember, they did a lot of that earlier in the season, and then that's where they hit Higgins and Ross on that kind of skinny little post there, that kind of slant, you know, coming out of that. You know what I'm talking about?
Yes.
They didn't run a lot of that. Instead, what they did is, because those are like, that's a pre-snap deal for the most part. The read is in the run game. If the pull back on the run or what they show you, then the read is automatic, almost like a hot route kind of situation, right? Mm-hmm. Instead, Clemson depended on Trevor Lawrence to read the coverage as he did against Notre Dame. They didn't run a whole lot of RPOs against Notre Dame. And again, now, some of the stuff, you disguise it differently. Some of the play action is RPO. Some of the play action is not RPO. So I don't really know what the play calls were. Don't pretend to know that. Instead, they did a lot of the back shoulder stuff, a lot of the deep stuff, a lot of the fade type stuff. But that's him reading safeties and looking safeties off. And to me, that is extremely encouraging to know that was there a better defensive coordinator outside of Brent Venables than Notre Dame this year? I thought that their defensive coordinator did a great job starting with the Michigan game. Is there a better defensive system in the college football than what Alabama did? Is there a guy who's known for more exotic type blitzes than Nick Saban and what they do? In other words, teams are throwing the kitchen sink at him, and nothing slowed him down. And he got better and better and better. How about some of those over the shoulder, over the defensive back throws on the sidelines to Ross over there, where he placed it in the basket? You know, threw it in the trash can.
Well, those are just 50-50 balls, according to the Alabama defense.
Well, not according to Justin Ross.
No.
How about on some of the zip throws on those deep crossing routes? The Amari Rodgers throw, a couple of T. Higgins throws in there. There's a lot of that in there. And so I'll ask you this. You ask me a question, I'll answer your question with a question. What throw can he make?
What can't he make?
Yeah.
He can make that out route better than anybody in the country right now.
You will see, as teams play softer, and I think that defending Ross and Higgins in the future means a really high two safety look. And I think you're really talking about cutting down the big plays from now on. And I think you're going to see guys try to keep everything in front of them, just make you chip it down the field. Next year, you'll see it very, he's going to get the ball over there on his little 8 yard outs, his little dig routes over there. I think you'll see a lot of that next year. But anyway,
you're going to see a lot of that. There's no doubt about it. But at the end of the day, how many times you watched the Notre Dame game?
Three
times. Early in that game, he throws an out route to, I believe it was T. Higgins, and the Notre Dame receiver knows it's coming. Our receiver, cornerback knows it's coming. He jumps it and still couldn't get there in time.
Yeah.
That's how hard that ball's getting out there.
Yeah.
Eventually, one of those is probably going to get batted down or picked, but I haven't particularly seen that yet. And you mentioned that too high safety look. If he's going to be throwing a lot of that 8 yard out route next season, that's going to open up a whole another can of worms, in the sense that you can do a lot of kind of, you know, sluggos, if you will.
Yeah.
The out and ups, if you will.
Yeah.
That opens up there. And it also opens up the middle of the field. If you're going to have a Braden Galloway possibly come back off suspension, or if you're going to have Justin Ross over the middle, or Amari Rodgers, whoever it is, things will be open and big plays will be created either way.
Yeah.
It's just pick your poison if you're that defense going up against him. So I'll answer your question that you answered my question with a question with another question. And I'll reiterate my first question. How good can this kid be if he can make every single throw? If he's reading coverage, we have Rodney Williams on the radio call, of course. You love Rodney. You're friends with Rodney. Rodney gives you all kinds of fun little tidbits and information telling you they're winning by 17 before we play Alabama in the national championship game. It's great. Rodney talked about in postgame when Clemson had to take a timeout in the national championship game when they're running out the clock, if you recall the play clock, and Trevor takes a timeout and walks to the sidelines. He goes to the casual observer. It looks like he just didn't get the team set and ready, and it wasn't enough time for him to get everything done. What had happened in that play was there's a change from the sideline, what they saw. He saw something else, and just he had to change into the defense or into another offensive play because that defense that they had set up into after they had seen Clemson's offensive formation wasn't going to work for the play they had called. He's recognizing things that other people aren't seeing and that coaches aren't seeing from the sideline that true freshmen shouldn't be seeing at this point in their career. He defies expectations, defies everything we know about true freshman quarterbacks. There hasn't been a learning curve. Are we going to see one?
No. No, the learning curve is over. Injury is the only thing that can stop him now at this point. There is no anecdote. That's not the right word I'm looking for, is there? There is no kryptonite. Here's what I love. 30 touchdowns and 4 interceptions. The last interception came November the 10th against Boston College. He puts the ball where the defense doesn't have a chance to make a play. Completion percentage will go up a little bit. But as he got more comfortable as the year goes on, look at what, and him, he understands his receivers, who he's throwing to. That's a big part of it too. He gives his receivers a chance. I think the deep ball will improve a little bit because we need to see some of that. We saw that at Florida State with Amari Rodgers and some of that. But I'll ask you this, Mr. Orr24. Isn't it very, or is it even debatable that his best two football games of the year were the college football playoffs, whereas Notre Dame, 27 of 39, 327 yards, 3 touchdowns, no picks. Alabama, 20 of 32, 347 yards, 3 touchdowns, no picks. In those two games, 47 to 71 for 674 yards, 6 touchdowns, and no picks.
Math, Nicky.
Love it. That's without a pen, too.
Without a pen? You write that down?
No, I just did that in my head.
You need a pen? You got a pen?
No, but I have one. In your college football playoffs, those were his two best games.
He played his best games when it mattered most at the end of the season in the biggest atmospheres and biggest on the biggest stages. Deshaun Watson was he hailed as when he was here? Venue proof, right? He could play anywhere, anytime, and nothing was going to shake or rattle him. Is the same can be said for Trevor Lawrence?
Well, you tell me, when did he look rattled this year?
I don't recall a time, aside from the injury against Syracuse.
All right. You kind of hit on my next point. The mental toughness is there.
Sure.
If you can do it against Alabama in San Jose or Santa Clara.
Santa Clara.
If you can do it against Notre Dame and Dallas in Jerry's world, in your first time against the arch rival, you go 27 of 36 for 393 yards, a touchdown and no picks. It wasn't the cold weather because you go up to Boston College, you go 29 of 40 for 295 and a touchdown and a pick. Your very first pass in front of 100,000 A&Ms is a touchdown. They wasn't a starter there. Your very first time you go on the road is as a key part of the offense against Georgia Tech, 13 of 18, 176, 4 touchdowns and 1 pick. You got your very first big game in a rivalry with Tallahassee, 20 of 37, 314 yards, 4 touchdowns, no picks. So we know that the stage won't be too big for him. Here's the question. We know the mental toughness is there. Sure. As he understands defenses more, sees it more. Please blitz him, by the way, because that's what you want.
Wasn't he the best in the country against the blitz this year?
Yeah, of all quarterbacks, the single best in the country against a blitz. So please blitz him, because then you're leveraging your secondary in some very adverse conditions against. You're going to give up coverage to try to get pressure. And the pressure means he's going to eat it up and find the open guy. He understands coverages. So the next thing would be physical toughness. And you saw a couple of those runs, especially even late against Alabama, lowers his shoulder.
Towards the end of the game, milking it away.
Lowers the boom. And I think that he showed us that the physical toughness of it. The final part, because the arm talent's there, right? The mental capability is there. The mental toughness is there. The physical toughness is there. How about this piece right here? How about this little component for you? How about the competitive nature of the guy that wants to step on your throat? Because you saw that a couple of times in the stare down to the South Carolina sideline, which he said he wasn't going to do. But just that, I'm here to impose my will and take every sense of you out of you. But that competitive nature. But think about this. What's the guy's record as a starting quarterback in the last 5 years? Three championships now, because he won two state championships in high school. Got to go back and look at this again. The guy's throwing now for almost 18,000 yards, and what was he, 120, throwing for 150 touchdowns or whatever it is.
He lost one in high school?
Two. I think two. So you got that going for you. So one Heisman, two Heisman, two national championships, three national championships. Yeah, where does it go? Dabo says dream big. I don't think you can dream too big for this. Maybe it's not staying a fourth year. Where does that go? No one picking the draft.
We talk about Dabo Sweeney and the culture and the program he's built at Clemson. There's two things he doesn't have. That's a Heisman winner and a number one overall pick.
Right.
Could you have both in one hand?
Yeah. My question, and we'll get into it in the show, either next segment or the following segment, is does Clemson need a Heisman trophy? The Heisman is kind of, are you like me? Well, I'll tell you what, let's save that conversation. Let's do it next segment. All right. I enjoy segment two, buddy. The friends of ours at the Patterson Tax Service want to talk to you about your taxes. They want to do your taxes for you now. There's about five kinds of people that file for taxes. The people that, the procrastinators, and I'll talk to you about that at a later date, you procrastinators. There are those that are just kind of nonchalant about it. You know, I'll talk to you folks a little bit later on as well. There's folks that try to do it themselves that aren't very efficient at it. I'll talk to you folks about it a little bit later on. The people that are filing their taxes now, and the people who do this in January, the people who do this in the first part of February, those are the people that are either A, on the ball, or B, you just need that refund. Well, if that is you right now, you can go in. They're open on Saturdays now. They take walk-ins. But I told you that they're able to do this advance, because right now the IRS does hold those refunds to make sure that there's no fraud involved with identity fraud. Someone trying to steal your name and steal your identity. So there's a little bit of hold on that really for till about the middle of February. But you can get a refund the same day or the next day. An advance on your refund, I should say. The same day or the next day, and up to thousands of dollars, depending on your return. What I'd like for you to do is just call the Patterson Tax Service. Set your appointment up with them. Remember this. This is a year in which you have more changes to the tax code than any year since 1986. So get in touch with them. You're going to absolutely love the Patterson Tax Service. Once you start with them, you'll stay with them, and there won't be any problem at all. You'll always go back like I have. So Patterson Tax Service, PATTAX.com, PatTax.com, 859-8289. Again, 859-8289. We'll take a break. We'll come back. We'll open up phone lines. And I'll ask Zach Orr and ask you, does Clemson need a Heisman Trophy? Is it important? Has that award kind of lost its luster? Or what would a Heisman Trophy mean to Clemson? Trevor Lawrence is the odds-on favorite right now for the 2019 Heisman. And you got to think that he'll be one of the favorites in the next 2 years at least. Do you need that here? We'll talk about what that would mean after a short break.
Buying a mattress can be a difficult process, but that can all change with one visit to Engineered Sleep. They are a mattress manufacturer that opened their doors to the public. You get factory direct pricing, a mattress made just for you, and free delivery all over the upstate. Your mattress will be made and delivered within 1 to 5 days. It is always great to buy local, but when you buy from Engineered Sleep, you are truly buying from the best. Their showroom at 627 Congaree Road in Greenville is open Monday through Saturday. Sleep like a champion with your Engineered Sleep.
I'd love to hear more. Do you have a card?
This is it. This is when you can either let something happen or make it happen with your professional custom card from Vistaprint. Right now, you can get 500 business cards personalized the way you want them, starting at just $9.99. You pick the look, the style, and the statement you want to make in the moment. Now is the time to make something happen for your business. So own the now with 500 custom business cards starting at $9.99 at Vistaprint.com. Just use promo code 3232. That's Vistaprint.com, promo code 3232.
Well, locally owned and operated for 55 years, Clark's Termite and Pest Control was founded by doing one thing, killing bugs, the crawling, flying, biting, digging, burrowing kind of bugs that you don't want in your home or business. Bugs are more active this time of year, and the Clark's is here to help you get rid of them. Clark's work is guaranteed, and they offer many different services to help fit your needs and budget. Visit clarkspest.com or call 864-233-BUGS. Again, that's clarkspest.com, 864-233-BUGS.
Hi, this is Coach Dabo Sweeney. You know, when it comes to buying or servicing a vehicle, I always choose Toyota of Easley for their great selection, affordable prices, and outstanding customer service. Toyota of Easley is a family-owned business, and in all the years I've been a customer, I've always been treated like family. I encourage you to visit Toyota of Easley if you're looking for a new or pre-owned vehicle or in need of service. Toyota of Easley is all in, and their name means a great deal.
I'm a donut nut, I'm a donut nut, I'm a nut for Krispy Kreme.
Hi, I'm Glenn Reese with Krispy Kreme Donut Company in Anderson and Spartanburg. We're open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Drop by for a delicious donut and a cup of coffee. And remember, raise money for your club, church, or group of worthy cause. Sell Krispy Kreme donuts. Call Anderson and Spartanburg Krispy Kreme.
I'm a donut nut, I'm a donut nut, I'm a nut for Krispy Kreme.
Keeps coming, you know what to do.
Hey, I'm gonna just rip this Band-Aid off. We need to break up. You're not good for me. I'm always sweaty and uncomfortable around you, and I'm not getting any benefits from this relationship. You're just a basic memory foam mattress. I deserve better. And before you ask, yes, there is someone else. I've been seeing the purple mattress online for a while now. Don't blame yourself. How can you compete with a bed that totally supports me, hugs my pressure points, and sleeps so effortlessly cool? Not to mention the 100-night trial and free shipping. Now that's a bed with benefits. It'll make me feel better than you ever could.
Break up with your old mattress and get with the purple today. Get a $100 store credit with the purchase of a mattress. Just text SNORE to 797979 to get your $100 store credit. The only way to get this exclusive offer is to text SNORE to 797979. That's SNORE to 797979.
Message and data rates may apply up to 5 messages a month. DNC and privacy policy found at purple.com. Reply help for help or stop to cancel.
All the sports from last night and everything you need going into today.
Coming through loud and clear.
It's the Mickey Flyler Show. Now back to Mickey and Zach.
I told you about my friends over at Katichi. And I told you a little bit yesterday about the corporate aspect of what they're going to do. You're going to fly your jet in, if you'd like, into their landing strip there in over in Hart County. Franklin County, Hart County, where that local landing strip is. Or Oconee, or you know, you can drive in. They'll pick you up in their Sprinter vans. And they're going to take whoever you're entertaining on some quail hunting, an expedition on a quail hunting property they've got there. They can take you on their sporting clay stuff. They'll take you out on beautiful Lake Hartwell and do the striper fishing and guide service they have there. They're going to take you out on their beautiful golf course, which is one of the most beautiful ones you'll see. You're going to be put up in their suites or on their lake house or on their cabins that they have there. You're going to be, you know, your food is going to be first class with the world-class chef there. If you want to talk about
if you're in that corporate world and you want to talk about entertaining and bringing clients down or having some corporate meetings, you know, let's say you have business in Atlanta, business in Charlotte, and boy, it's right in between the two. It's a great meeting place. This is what these folks excel at. Now, for us average guys, at 4250 right now in January and February, but make that planning, and you need to plan these things in advance. Obviously, your budget and when you budget these things out. But goodbye to our great friends over at Katichi, over in Hartwell, Georgia. Beautiful deal there. CATEECHEE.com. Katichi and Katichi.com. All right, Mr. Orr, I found everything now. In high school, Trevor Lawrence threw for 13,902 yards. He threw for 161 touchdowns and 21 interceptions. That's a pretty good touchdown interception ratio in high school. Because, you know, you got some drop balls and all that. As a freshman, he went 10-2. As a sophomore, he went 15-0 with the state champ. I'm sorry, 12-2 as a freshman. Sophomore, 15-0 state championship. Junior, 15-0 state championship. As a senior, 10-2. So his high school record, he was 52-4. So if you combine the high school 4 years and the first year here, his team, he's thrown for 17,182 yards, 191 touchdowns, and 25 interceptions. And his record is 67-4. And now the odds-on favorite to win the Heisman Trophy. But we were probably overrating him to begin with, right? We were probably talking too much about him to begin with, right? Remember we got all those texts about,
oh, yeah.
You're not listening, dude. You get way, you're getting way ahead of the horse pulling a cart, or a cart's pulling a horse.
And then he threw an interception or two in the All-American game.
Oh, yeah. All-American game. He's terrible.
And things escalated. Yeah.
There is no ceiling for this young man. On top of all that, you know what's really great? The humility. And the keeping it, his belief, his spirituality that keeps him in check, and the humility that keeps him in check. Because that would be difficult, Zach. I had a conversation with Taj Boyd when he was here after his freshman season, and I talked about watching big man on campus syndrome hit a couple of guys that were right before him, and how they didn't have great years, follow-up years to good years because of big man on campus syndrome. Remember, I think it was Bill Parcells that told you that said your quarterback can't be a celebrity. And I think he was talking about Tony Romo taking off with Jessica Simpson down to Mexico. Remember that before a playoff game a few years ago? How you can't have a celebrity quarterback. You got to be grounded and a leader, and your team's watching all this stuff. To be honest with you, I don't have any issues with Trevor Lawrence in this. I just think that what his family did with him, what his high school staff has done with him, and his Clemson staff has done with him, who he is deep inside anyway, he's grounded himself with a really extremely mature. Remember Dabo Swinney said that he's the lowest maintenance prospect he's ever had to sign. Just there wasn't any kind of high maintenance issues with him. Coach, you don't have to call me every week. I'm coming. Everything's okay. Our telephone number on our Northern Communication phone line, 654-ROAR, 654-7627. That is where Andrew and Clemson checks in. Hey, good morning, Andrew. Thanks for hanging on. How you doing?
Hey, good morning, guys. First of all, just as far as Trevor's concerned, I mean, he's the real deal and a good young man, and couldn't be prouder of him. But my question is, we're talking about the Heisman and the Archie Griffin Award. I'd like to see a comparison between Heisman winners that went on to be fantastic quarterbacks later versus Archie Griffin was. I've never seen that, never looked it up, but you know, there have been a lot of Heisman busts. There have also been some Heisman winner quarterbacks that turned out to be really great quarterbacks. But I've never looked at the Archie one. That would be an interesting comparison. You guys have a great day.
Yeah, thank you, man. I appreciate the phone call, Andrew. I'm looking at the Archie Griffin ones. This is on TigerNet going back to 1999. And the quarterbacks, McKenzie Milton won it last year. And obviously his story's not been written yet, or might have already been written with the injury. Sam Darnold, his story's really not been written yet. Sam Darnold, it's not like we've given up like Sam or like Josh Rosen, right? Is Rosen done? I mean, are they just completely giving up on Rosen? Zay, was it?
Are they completely giving up on him?
No.
Seems like it, though.
Nah, you don't draft a guy that high and give up on him.
It seems like they're trying to, you know, bring in new guys. I don't know. He's not done. Sam Darnold's not done yet, but that was a up and down year for him.
Up and down, but way more up than down. Yeah. He was a very promising kid.
Deshaun Watson, up and down, but a little more up than down so far. Winston.
Made the playoffs.
Yeah, he did. He did. Quarterback, the next one won in 2013. Jameis Winston. Up and down. Made a Pro Bowl, but has had some down in there too. Johnny Manziel never really made it. Andrew Luck certainly has made it. Toby Gerhardt did not. Colt McCoy. Well, Gerhardt wasn't a quarterback in there, but Colt McCoy did not. You know, hung around kind of guy. Pat White was not an NFL quarterback. Troy Smith, nah. Vince Young, not really. Matt Leinart, not really. Ken Dorsey, not really. Josh Heupel, not really. Michael Vick did and backed off there. Everybody's, I've got a couple, several texts now. Archie Griffin is the who should have won the Heisman Award. Are you with me, Mr. Or 24, when I tell you that the Heisman Trophy would add an awful lot of credibility back to its name if they just waited till after the bowl games and college football playoffs? We talked about this yesterday. Why in the world do you give an award before the most important games? Because it, you can say it's a regular season award. Well, it's not a regular season award because the conference championships are a big part of the equation, aren't they? Without the conference championships, would Kyler Murray had won this year? Regular season, Tua would have won it.
That's a good point.
So I think the Heisman would add credibility back to its name by going and let's include the postseason and include the most important games of the year and then make that decision, like the Archie Griffin Award has done. William is in Georgia. Good morning, William. How you doing?
Good morning, Miggy. How's it going?
Man, doing well. Hey, you got fog over where you are this morning?
Yes, sir.
Right, be careful.
I am. You know how big a Clemson fan I am, and that's all we're going to say at that, but I'm going to give you this much. 15-0 is hard to argue with as a freshman, so I believe he'll get that Heisman before he leaves. That's my opinion. And I don't want to get that head no fatter than what it is up there, so I ain't going to say no more about that. But anyway, I have a couple of questions about Georgia, if you got time.
Sure.
Do you think, and you always gave an honest opinion about Herschel Walker, do you think if he'd have stayed, that first of all, he'd have got that second Heisman, and second of all, do you think we'd have got that other Natty if he'd have stayed with us?
Yeah, Herschel Walker is as good a college football player as I've ever seen. And to be honest with you, and this is going to tick South Carolina fans off, I thought Herschel should have won it as a freshman. The reason he didn't is because they said freshmen don't win it. But Herschel Walker outplayed George Rogers head-to-head, and George Rogers' team went 8-4 that year. Herschel Walker's team went 12-0, won the national championship. Georgia in 1979 was a 6-5, 5-6 kind of team, and Herschel Walker saved Vince Dooley's job. Herschel Walker won a national championship as a freshman on his shoulders. Herschel was the best player in the country as a freshman and should have won it in 1980.
Absolutely. And one more question. I was looking at the injury report on Zamir White yesterday. Now, they're saying he's going to be good to go for 19, but I have heard that those ACL injuries, if they get them repaired, that they come back stronger. So, and I don't even know what the high school report was on him. I don't know how good he was supposed to be, but I just heard all the Zamir White. And, I mean, is he that good in your opinion? I don't know. I just want to see him play.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. White is a star. Appreciate the phone call. Be careful on the road, okay?
Yep.
Be very careful.
Yes,
bye. White's a superstar. As long as he's back healthy from the ACL, most of the time now with the technology – most time now, the guys do come back. Now, you got to be careful about when, but we have seen time and time again, and I don't know the details of his ACL, just how severe it was, but it's not all the time. It's not 100%, but most of the time now, you will see the ACLs being fully repaired and even stronger, and I expect Zamir White to have a very, very good career in Athens, Georgia. scdmvonline.com. Don't put in scdmv.com. scdmvonline.com is where you can talk about these real IDs, being able to get on domestic flights in 2020 and getting you the ID that you need to find out how, there's frequently asked questions. You do a search on Real ID when you go to scdmv.com. Get your local branch there. Find out exactly what you need to bring to the SCDMV and let them take care of you. This is easy. It's simple. All your answers are online. Look them up. It's scdmvonline.com. Hour 2 right after this.
Broadcasting from